From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you again for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. We appreciate his help and hard work. Back on the news line with us now, Samantha Pearson of Lewisburg in the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Lewisburg Neighborhood Coordinator. There we go. I forgot the title. Elm Street Manager and Walk It Bike Kick Coordinator. Thank you so much for checking in, Samantha. Always good to talk to you.
I'm glad to talk to you, Mark.
We talked last week, and I really don't think we emphasized enough that the Radio Free Lewisburg podcast is out there. It's the best podcast I ever listened to. Fabulously produced with a great interview. Don't laugh. I think it's probably more helpful and higher quality than you think. So you're featured on some of the episodes, and so we appreciate that. Tell us about Radio Free Lewisburg if folks aren't familiar with it.
Sure. So it's a project that Lewisburg Neighborhood started in collaboration with people who are starting something called Union County Connects, and the woman who founded Stories on Tap, Julie Hagenbuch. And basically, it's part of our response to the coronavirus crisis. At this point, a little over a month ago, we realized that we needed new and better ways of communicating with people, and obviously social distancing was throwing a wrench in the works of all of our normal ways of interacting, including ways of getting critical information out to people. And so we turned to technology, and so we've actually turned both directions. We have people working on and developing ways of really low-tech connecting the neighborhood, making sure we have phone trees and people are checking on the neighbors and stuff like that. So just little slips of paper on everyone's mailbox saying, call us if you need a mask, and, you know, figure out what we need to do. And then we also turn to doing podcasting, which I have experimented with in the past with other friends, but hadn't done for with those high stakes, obviously. So Julie is fantastic. She handles mostly the tech side. I did try to do some audio editing, and it did not go well.
Well, we'll give you a better program to do it with. You got to get on Adobe Audition. That's what the grown-ups are using. So
exactly, that was the problem. I was like, GarageBand? No, that's not working. I tried a bunch of different things.
But we have a disc that we own, and since you help us out so much, we'll let you dub a copy of that as a frequent contributor to us. I think if we pay you a dollar, you get to enjoy our copyright on that, so we'll do that. But the important thing I think we should say about Radio Free Lewisburg is you got fabulous information, ultra timely. You're talking to one Bucknell professor this week who just really gets it in terms of, you know, the laws of exponentiality. Give us a glimpse of what I'd find in the episode.
So we've basically been talking about what we think and we hear from people they want to hear about. So we talked really basic about, what is coronavirus? What did we know at the time when it started? We talked about in fairly great detail about social distancing, you know, answering people's questions about, you know, being on a trail or on the sidewalk and walking around. And we talked about whether playing ball is acceptable, which it's not, things like that. We have done, like you mentioned, interviews. So interviewed a Bucknell professor of computer science for this week's episode, that we looked at what all the maps and graphs and charts mean, and it talks about the making of those charts and maps. We've talked to Bucknell professors talking about the urgency of getting coherent national messaging going. And I interviewed someone about voting from League of Women Voters about mail-in ballots and stuff like that yesterday, so that hasn't been on, but that's a preview. So we're just responding. I mean, we're people, so we are also responding to what is happening around us. We have another interview happening this afternoon about the protest of the stay-at-home orders in Harrisburg on Monday. We're also lining up an interview with someone who has had the coronavirus to talk about their experience.
All right. Well, and I just think that's great timely information. I go to LewisburgNeighborhoods.org to connect to it. There is a website, or I think the fastest way to be could just Google Radio Free Lewisburg. Is there a faster website that I can think of? I'm thinking of the Radio Free Lewisburg,
right.
Libsyn.com.
That's one good way. And people who use Spotify can also just find it in Spotify. We're working on getting it on other platforms, but again, I'm not quite sure how that happened. So stay tuned. And for now, yeah, just go to LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, and we have a link in the upper menu, just right at the top of the page.
All right. And I use Pocket Podcasts, and it I taught it how to find Radio Free Lewisburg, so it tells me when you guys post another edition of it. So that just a free plug there. That's a non-commercial free one. Okay, what happens to be Earth Day? This is your Earth Day on COVID-19, but there's really no reason to lament. We can celebrate and observe and still be part of the solution. Talk about that a little bit, please.
Well, it's still, I think there's plenty to lament. It's just that we can sort of soberly or somberly, you know, on our own, socially distanced, still observe it. So it's definitely a weird Earth Day, an altered Earth Day. We ought to be doing a lot of stuff together, and Earth Day is nothing if not about galvanizing for collective action around the world, and that's really hard to do right now. But there are things we can still do, and that includes a lot of things that are connected to Earth Day, which can be simply even going outside, going for a walk, and making that mental connection of, you know, yourself to the place you live in. Just make sure you see the sky and feel the breeze, or yesterday wind, and just, you know, remember where you are. We're also suggesting that since we can't do big events, you just sort of consciously think about, can you plant something, whether a you know, some vegetables or trees, little seedlings or things like that, or can you pick up a little bit of trash cautiously, you know, use gloves and put it in a bag and throw it away and wash your hands. You know, there are ways that we can still integrate this into this day and week of acknowledgement of the globe. It's also, I mean, right now the entire globe is sort of going through something together, and so we actually, in some ways, this is another way we can connect while we're apart.
All right, so you invite people to do that, pull weeds that don't belong there, bone up on invasive vines and so on, and things like that.
Yes, actually, and we have posts about that on our website, including, like, in the Lewisburg area, where you can find invasive weeds in public areas that you could feel free to help remove.
Be part of the solution. Yeah, how about it? Yeah, if you want to do any weeding in Lewisburg's garden, please go. That would be great. The summer festivals. I'm wondering about the Milton Beer Festival and the River Festival and the carnivals and everything else that we do around here. What are your thoughts on if we will be able to have those?
Well, I think we are all wondering those things, and I know that Seelands Grove Wine and Beer Fest tickets just went on sale, and they have a scheduled date, and they're planning for it, but they're also acknowledging that if it has to get canceled, people will get refunds. I know that Milton has one, you know, a big one planned for the summer, too. I think, I don't know if they've moved theirs to the fall already. The answer is really everyone hopes that everything will be able to happen and go on, and everyone is really urgent for this, but at the same time, no one knows. I feel like anyone who tells you they know is impossible to know, including me. I do not know. So that means it's possible things could be happening, and it's also, unfortunately, quite possible that they won't be. Even if we're able to, if we can get our testing and, you know, contact tracing and things in place needed in order to reopen partially, it may not reopen to allow certain kinds of gatherings or, you know, really large public events. Some things we'll be able to do social distancing during, and other things will be more complicated. And that's sort of a situation we aren't sure of. We're also not sure of therapies or vaccines. If we were to get a major, substantial change in the numbers that we're looking at, that could also change the outlook for what we can and can't do looking ahead.
All right. Well, we will. So we'll look for a more definitive, I don't know, in a couple weeks when we talk to you again. So.
Well, and actually, I should say that this last Lewisburg Radio Free Lewisburg podcast discusses uncertainty. That's one of the major topics we go over.
Okay. Well, and before I let you go, there's a big debate underway. Open now, flip the light switch, turn us back on versus, good sound science that Dr. Levine is talking about and your good professor from Bucknell University on this week's Radio Free Lewisburg. What's your view on this vibrant discussion, for the most part, while we stay at home?
I like to follow the science. And the scientists are pointing out that based on what we do know, this is what we need to do. Now, there are other things we need to do if we want to reopen. So all of the people very anxious to reopen need to be pushing for what is needed to reopen. And that's not just saying they want to reopen. What we need is widespread, ongoing, accurate, and rapid testing. And explaining exactly why that is needed is probably more than we have time for right here, but it is fundamental to understanding both the spread and also to managing an open society with a virulent pathogen in it. So we can't just complain that we want to open. We must do the work required to be able to open. And while that may look daunting and puzzling, and we personally cannot make testing happen, we can't do tests ourselves, we can ask our federal representatives to do it, we can do the staying at home part, that's really hard. We can help people who are running into huge issues with the staying at home financially, social service-wise. We can be involved in all of those things, but we really need to push at the federal level for that massive widespread testing. And there are solutions out there. The Journal of the American Medical Association has proposed that the incoming class of med students get trained to be part of contact tracing sort of temp screening and stuff core all over the country. There are ways that people are sort of creating solutions out of whole cloth right now. When we first were looking at the numbers and it was seeing how many beds we needed in New York City, it was like, this is impossible. Well, they have been making it happen. So I think we can do that in other places. And so everyone wants to reopen. And everyone who wants to reopen needs to help us make sure we get these things in place. You can't personally make testing happen, but we need to, as individuals, petition the people who can, which is people at the federal level, our senators and representatives.
We'll keep in touch. So much more to say about this. We'll check in as needed, and we appreciate all the information. Thank you so much, Samantha. Thanks for all your information throughout all of this.
You're welcome, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Samantha,
well,
thank you. Samantha Pearson, coordinator of Lewisburg Neighborhoods, Walk It Bike It coordinator, Elm Street manager in Lewisburg.